It is incredible. And it's incredibly hard to believe, too. Because although we've changed so much, we don't actually see any of those changes happening. Generation after generation, we just look the same. The problem is one of time. The periods over which even tiny changes happen are so long, they're almost beyond our imagination. But to make sense of those time periods, to see them in some perspective, I've brought you here, to a cave deep in the French Pyrenees. In the middle of the last century, a bookseller from the nearby town of Toulouse used to visit this cave. And as a hobby, he dug around for bones and evidence of prehistoric remains. And he did this for some 40 years. And then, late in the afternoon, on June the 11th, 1905, having been digging all day, he prepared to go, but chose to go by a different route. And as he left, he was passing this wall, and something caught his eye. He lifted up his lamp, and this is what he saw. Stencils of human hands from nearly 30,000 years ago. They are amongst the oldest images made by human beings on the planet. They're 6 times older than the pyramids in Egypt and 8 times older than Stonehenge. Quite what they signified to the people who made them, no one knows. They were a Stone Age people, and they came here at the coldest part of the last ice age. And over here are the most interesting images of all. It is thought that these stencils here were made by someone no bigger than a toddler, a child in a primitive world, the son or daughter of somebody who we would think of as a caveman. And yet, if I had taken such a child and brought it up as a baby in my own house, it would be indistinguishable from one of my own children. Because by the time these people pressed their hands against these walls, all the changes which make us what we are had already happened. Evolution of the human body was, to all intents and purposes, complete. If this child were to be raised with my own children, it would look the same, it would talk the same, it would play the same computer games, and it would grow up wanting to be a doctor, a footballer, or maybe even an astronaut.